local information first. This is your community connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we go. It is coming up on 12:08 here on a Tuesday afternoon. Cows 100.9. Yeah, it is time for another edition of your Community Connection. It is brought to you by Keene Bank. I'm Corey Hargith here in studio, and we are back at the beginning of another month. Not really sure where 2026 has gone up to this point, because here we are in the first part of April, which means we've got the Owatonna Area Chamber of Commerce here in studio today. Brad Meyer. Brad Fisher, he was really pushing on time, but he got here.
That's how busy I am with chamber work, Corey.
There you go. There you go. I wasn't going to let you lift that one down. You know that.
I made it.
You're here, baby.
He had about 3 minutes to spare, okay?
More than enough time.
Exactly. So, there's days in this building. Yeah, you're lucky if you get 3 minutes. But anyway. All right.
It happens.
Before we waste too much time, because we know that's probably what's going to happen.
Yep.
Brad, why don't you just go ahead and introduce your guest that's here with us?
That sounds good, Corey. Thank you for having us on. We love being on Community Connections. So thanks for having the Chamber. And we like to bring in a new member of the Chamber. Today we've got new State Farm agent Adam Winkles. Adam, welcome. We're glad to have you on today.
Yeah, glad to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, and congrats on the new biz. You're off and running here in Owatonna. Tell us a little bit about how you got to this point. Maybe take us a step back and to today, to where you got us today.
Yeah, I'll go all the way back to my childhood. So I
it's gonna be a long show.
We'll make it as quick as we can. Yeah. I grew up in a family of business owners. My parents own a couple businesses, and then they also have a hobby farm. So I got to experience that growing up. I knew it's something I always wanted to do, just to really know the path I wanted to go on. Grew up in Albany, Minnesota, small town, about 2,700 people. So the connection to small community is really important to me. And then fast forward to college, I started off in environmental engineering, thought that'd be something I really wanted to do. Turns out chemistry, not for me, as I thought it might be. So I switched into just general business and accounting. Thought that'd be the path I wanted to go down. Then COVID rolled around. Wasn't able to get an internship in accounting, finance, or anything like that. So I just did concrete work over the summer. 2021, my aunt, who worked at a State Farm office, reached out to me and asked if I wanted to just cold call over the summer, see if it's something I like, kind of learn the business. And I loved it. I learned that State Farm really cares about their customers. And then that December 2021, the agent I worked for previously reached out to me, asked if I wanted to get licensed, start working full time. And I jumped on that opportunity and ran with it. Worked for him for about 3 or 4 years. Had the opportunity to interview down here in Owatonna when Judy retired and couldn't say no.
Yeah.
And here I am today, opened up on March 1st, and it's been great.
What a journey. Cement and engineering, and here you are. I love it.
A little bit of everything.
No, that's awesome. You mentioned your parents were business owners, and you grew up on a farm and a hobby farm and all that kind of stuff too. And do you feel like that that does really influence kind of the direction you take and that you've taken in life?
Yeah, for me, I think so. Seeing the life that they've been able to live, being business owners, they always showed up to our sporting events. No matter what it was, they always showed up for us, which is something I want to do for my family, provide for my family that way. I try not to get emotional, but it's something that you can't look past it. Yeah. It has an influence on you, whether you think it does or not.
Right.
And then growing up on the farm, just the hard work it instills in you. You see it every day out of them.
I'm sure your folks are proud of you. Yeah. And yeah. Albany, like you said, a little smaller than Owatonna, but here you're still in greater Minnesota. And have you felt the connection? How has that gone for you so far?
I have, actually. So first time I came down here, drove through Owatonna. I drove past the fairgrounds. Awesome, by the way. And there was a cattle auction going on there. So it felt right at home, and it feels small town when I was driving through. So I'm like, gosh, this is something that I can live in and grow. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, we are ag based. There's no question about it in the community. Still, tell us a little bit about moving into this role as an agent, and you're still fairly new into this being your own business, right? As the guy, how has it gone? What's the reception been? How are things going generally?
Really well. Main focus right now is getting to know all the customers that I have. I have over 1,000, so it's been tough to try to get a hold of everybody. But we're doing our best. It's been really well. Every customer we have has been really welcoming to us and open to having conversations with us is great because we want to get to know everyone as best we can so we can help them out as best we can as well.
So what, people think about insurance and it is what it is as a consumer. You need it, you got to have it. But as someone who works in it, what gets you fired up? What are you excited about? Why do you like doing this?
Yeah. So we really try to take a holistic approach at it. Everyone's situation is different. We're not just going to put a policy in force for you just to have a policy in force. We want to have that conversation and find the coverages that meet your needs. Not everyone's going to need the same thing. And when we can put a plan together, and if there's a claim or something happens and we can see that plan carried out, it really makes me excited when a customer's happy with the plan we put together and then it works out the way it should.
Perfect. Do you, State Farm's well known because they do a lot of advertising, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Do you guys get any of those, do you get to go meet any of these people or things of that nature?
Funny enough, so we actually have, not every year State Farm does this, they have their national convention coming up in May in Vegas. So we get to go there and the CEO is going to be there. I think Jake's going to be there.
Jake!
Okay. I don't know if we're going to get to meet them all, but maybe. But I've never met some of the more executives that you see on the commercials and higher ups in the corporation. So,
all right. Maybe this will be your shot to meet some of these guys. That's pretty cool. That's fun. Fish, you got any questions for
You'd rather meet Adam? Jake anyway than the CEO, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No.
You've got some help in your office, though, Adam. Tell us who's up there.
Yeah, so we have Isaac Nett. He just started on March 1st. He was a credit analyst previously. And then Sarah, who's been with State Farm since 2001. I call her the encyclopedia. She knows everything there is to know about State Farm and insurance. And then we have Madison right now. She's doing her licensing. And once she's done, she'll be starting her office as well.
Okay, so I was in your office 2 weeks ago, and there was two of you in there. Now you've just mentioned four people. So growing already.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yep. You won't see Sarah too much. She's mainly working from home. She has some young kids and likes to help out at school and everything. So. Then Madison will maybe in the next few weeks here. Reached out to her last week, I can't remember, and studying's going great, so she's almost finished with that. So
Love it. So let people know where they can find you and some of those details, Adam.
Yeah, our office is over at 345 Florence Avenue, Suite 101. Phone number 507-414-5290. You can also find us online at winklesinsurance.com.
All right. Adam, new State Farm agent, Adam Winkles here in Owatonna. Great to have you as a member of the chamber and a business leader here in the community. We're glad to have you. Congrats.
Excited to be here. Thank you.
All right. Corey, we'll dish it back to you for transition to the break.
Yep, that means it is time to kick it over to our break. But we're going to have more with the Owatonna Area Chamber of Commerce when your community connection brought to you by Keene Bank continues right here on Cowles 100.9.
The local conversation continues with Community Connection on Cowles 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
All right, here we go with more of your Community Connection brought to you by Keene Bank here on Cowles 100.9. Corey Hargith here back in studio with you. The Owatonna Area Chamber of Commerce, Brad Fisher, Brad Meyer here. And I'm still working out that question you were asking just as I was pushing the buttons there. Fish.
Don't pay attention to me anyway. So
we'll just talk until you tell us.
Yeah, exactly. That's what
he did. He did say Brad Fisher first this time. So that's a Freudian slip.
I didn't even pay attention to what I was saying. You know, it slips every now and again. You know that. All right. So let's just jump into some of the things that are happening around Owatonna because let's be honest, we're getting into the really busy part of the year. I mean, you got the busy and the really busy part. How about that?
Yeah, it is. You're right. It's event season. It's already started. The Hops for Habitats this Saturday. Our young professionals are going to be there slinging drinks, beer, I assume, which is great. And they love that event, as you might expect. And then, you know, the following week, you've got the Young Life Cake Auction. Big Brothers Big Sisters has their Bowl for Kids Sake coming up, right? Yeah, for those guys. And then, you know, it's less than a month away from Corky's Early Bird Softball Tournament. So that'll be the first weekend in May 1st through the 3rd, which obviously from a tourism standpoint for Owatonna is a big deal. It fills every hotel room in the region. You know, the restaurants are full and it's a lot of fun. And we really appreciate the work that Lauren Dietz and his group, Corky's still involved in. Doug Meyer, and there's a whole bunch of them that just put in a ton of work, and it's a really big community event, so we're excited for that too.
I mean, to say the least, everything that happens around here, it's a big team effort.
Yeah.
You know, I think we forget about that a lot.
Yeah, you know, even when you think about the Steele County Free Fair just picked up the Smoking and Steel event, and they're going to do the spring into summer now is what they're calling it. You know, that's a big deal for the community that they were willing to kind of take the reins after so many years. The Knights of Columbus did such a great job with that event. But so it is, and, you know, and they will, you know, for these events, they'll look to us to help promote. Like Corky's, we'll have some volunteers there helping out, checking IDs and some of that kind of stuff. So, and that's how it works. You're right. It's a big, small town. Maybe back to Adam's point about, you know, how you fit in this community. And there's just a lot of ways people can step up, and they do. They show up in so many ways.
And then going forward just a little bit further, you know, we're not all that far off the start of Downtown Thursdays either.
Yeah. No, you're right. Thanks for bringing that up, because we were at the Owatonna Business Partnership just this morning, and Lisa Cochran, our Main Street Director, was giving some updates. Lisa leads the effort in Downtown Thursdays, and I was trying to make sure I had the right dates here. So first Thursday of June, July, August, and September, which means the first one is June 4th, which means we're less than 2 months away from that as well. So in those events, to those who maybe aren't familiar, it's an evening event, starts at 5 o'clock in downtown Owatonna, Central Park, and then Broadway and Cedar Avenue. There's bands. There's vendors, food vendors, face painting, a lot of different things. Lisa would have the full rundown. But you'll see Brad Fisher out there with the vest trying to keep the traffic out. it's great entertainment.
How does that usually work for you?
So far, so good.
For the most part, they
keep asking me back. But I'm done at 7 when the band starts and the band shell in Central Park.
Is it asking or are they telling you that you're coming back?
No, they tell me.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He loves it. He loves it. Yep. So it's fun, and downtown's a lot of fun in the summer because you'll have – so that same weekend as Corky's, the Farmer's Market starts, and then you'll have the 11 at 7 concert series in Central Park, and it's just – it's a fun time of year. So
there's never a shortage of things happening somewhere for everybody.
And we tend to see you at most of these, Corey.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
do they tell you to come or do you go on your own?
It's a little bit of both, actually.
Okay, thank you.
Good callback.
I knew he would do that. I had to set him up for it.
Hopefully you have a tent this year. A lot of days he's out there. Blazing sun, no tent, grinding away.
Yeah, and those that know me, I turned State Farm red very quickly.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just to get that in your head. But
that's a good point.
You know, Adam, have you lined up your booth yet for Downtown Thursday?
No, not yet.
Oh, well, stick around when we're done.
We're going to have a list for you here very shortly.
Oh, good deal.
Yeah, we already talked about the home show. We'll get over the home show next year. We're locking it in. I love it.
You bet we are. You got to start early with that stuff. So there you go.
So, Corey, you mentioned all the events. You can find them at visitowatonna.org or owatonna.org. All the community events, we do our best to. Mary Jo at the chamber office puts them up there. So if there's people listening that are involved in a community event, get us the info. We'll make sure it's there. And people check that so they can kind of keep tabs on what's all coming and happening.
And how about for those businesses out there that are not members yet but would like to be? Well, Fish, I think this is where you come in.
Well, they should contact the membership director, which would be me. Yes.
Hey, there you go.
Yes. And I'm usually there in the mornings and then a couple afternoons, like, you know, extra time today, just slogging away here. But no, I'm the membership guy. You can call. You can stop in. My schedule's very flexible, and we can sit down and talk about your business and the chamber, and maybe it's a good fit, and we'll get you in. Kind of like Adam.
Mm-hmm.
I got a call from the Gillards. Hey, we got Adam, the State Farm guy. He's a new guy. He's in our office. So I ran over there, and I think it's turned out to be a good fit, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been great.
All right. Well, would you look at that? We ran out of time once again.
Fast,
so.
Always.
That's going to put an end to the Community Connection here for this week. We'll be back with you again next Tuesday at the same time, 1210 right here on Kyle's 100.9. It's brought to you by Keene Bank. We got your Linder Farm Network Midday Farm Review coming up here in just a few minutes, and I'm back with you starting at 1 o'clock. We'll get you all started with your dad joke of the day, brought to you by Wayne Nord Wetmore here on Kyle's 100.9. I'm Corey Hargith. We'll talk to you in just a bit.